You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
And this is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. This is a special Thanksgiving edition, segment, episode, whatever you want to call it. We are podcasting Erev Thanksgiving at an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York.
Super undisclosed.
Super undisclosed. I am Kosher Guru. That is Spielberg.
What's up, everybody?
Make up part of Team Kosher Guru. Team Kosher Guru consists of myself, Kosher Guru, what's up? Spielberg, Yossi Axelrod.
What up, peeps?
And our CEO, David Mossberg, CFO, Dovi Weed, who just came back from Florida with an unbelievable, amazing tan. We couldn't even recognize him. He got such a beautiful tan on, like always. Nothing like using all those Amex points and going away always. And our newest addition to the team, Avi Lang. And during this Thanksgiving season, we are very, very grateful and thankful for the entire team. Everybody asks, Kosher Guru, what is that? What do you do? What's going on? Well, at least I like to think, and so does Spielberg, Kosher Guru is the number one in our head. Media marketing and advertising company, we bring kosher to the masses in a fun-filled way. You're building a restaurant. You are creating something kosher. We help you from creation to implementation to getting you going, opening your doors on the market. You need distribution? We got that for you. You need restaurant build-out, creativity, getting permits. We are here to help you even to create the menu, hire the people, whatever you need. Go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Go up on top, press consulting, and you'll read everything that we do and more. Where can you find us? Oh, you have no idea. Wait, did you say, do we host and MC events, dinners, bar and bat mitzvahs? Well, not bar and bat mitzvahs yet, but we do dinners, events, everything.
And not brises.
Not brises yet either.
Yet.
We're learning. Prepping a turkey before. Where can you find us? You can find us all over social media. On Instagram at Kosher Guru, Facebook Kosher Guru. We have a beautiful Facebook group with over 8,400 people and growing daily. Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation. Join. It's a non-sponsor group. You're a restaurant. Drop whatever you want. You're a blogger. You have some kosher event, recipe, question, food. You want to show us what you ate, what you're cooking. Go for it. Enjoy anything and everything kosher. Instagram, I said. Snapchat. Twitter at The Kosher Guru. YouTube. That is Spielberg's favorite social media platform. Go check out the amazing work that he does, all of the great videos he makes, creates, informative, fun, educational, funny videos. And of course, this is Thanksgiving, so I hope that you checked out the latest Thanksgiving video where we learned how to smoke a turkey with Yehuda Joffrey of Judd's Memphis Kitchen from his undisclosed location. Let's hit up for Judd, who's actually joining us on the air over here. What's up?
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Listen, I know your name's Yehuda, but I call you Judd all the time. It's just a force of habit. Forgive me before I even keep going.
I'm a man of many names.
You are a man of many names, including amazingness, food, fried chicken, brisket, all in one. I could go on and on.
$100 burger.
Can't forget the $100 burger. But the reason why I did forget it for just a brief split second, is because you just fed us this fantastic fried smoked chicken sandwich. We're going to call it fried smoked chicken sandwich. You can tell us a little bit about it later. It's all good. And we're going to drop some little hints to some big news coming on, but we'll talk about it in a little bit. Anyway, you could find us all over social media, as I said. But one thing where we'd love for you to come and really find us is on our website. Why is that? Because we just launched an unbelievable restaurant directory with over 1,000 restaurants now and counting in the USA and Canada. It is totally a non-sponsored meeting. It's free for restaurants to sign up to put their restaurant information up on the site. You could leave a review, upload a picture, find out so much informative information of restaurants all around the USA and Canada. We will be adding more globally within the near future, and we will be rolling out in iOS and Google app within a few months, maybe even less, as it's in production right now, overseas, as they say. Yes, in Israel, we got someone working on it, of course. But right now, we really want you to go check out our restaurant directory, share it, upload, review, make it happen, because this community is your community.
There are some amazing features that we're actually coming up with that I haven't seen anywhere yet.
But you're working on it, so why don't you tell people a little bit about it?
I'm not going to tell about those features yet.
Oh, you don't want someone to take it before us.
Well, not so much that, but I don't want to put the pressure on Avi. obviously very hard at work on these new features that we spoke about. Extremely under pressure.
Now, under pressure is right.
Completely, like, just blow them out of the water. But is it, like, some insane stuff that people ask me for all the time, ask you for all the time? We've had this conversation.
Yes.
I'm sure they ask Judd for all the time. He's nodding. He's like, I wonder what they're talking about.
No.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
When it comes out and you're going to see this feature, be like, how come nobody has that? Be like,
But we thought of it, or actually I should say you and Avi thought of it, some him, some you, and everything else, and I'm just like,
it's
in agreement.
It's more
go
Avi.
For it.
I'll throw my name in the ring, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. But it was more Avi. More like this whole project is like more Avi, and I'll just like, yeah, throw my name in there.
Yeah,
you know,
it's all good.
You know, I'll throw my head in the ring, you know, whatever.
By the way, what am I sipping on over here? This is fantastic. Yehuda, what am I sipping on?
So basically, this is a new drink that I got right before Shabbos. From Wines by the Case in the Crown Heights, where I live.
In the Crown Heights.
In the Crown Heights. The Heights. The real Heights.
The Shkuna. Shkuna, as I found out.
Kansiva. So basically, it's a spiked apple, from spiked apple spirits. It's only about 15% alcohol, like a wine. So you can really sip it. And it's a bourbon mash, a mix of bourbon mash, but basically... I just know it tastes good. It smells like apple pie. It tastes great. It doesn't have a harsh taste like bourbon.
No, and it's like a nice sipping drink over here. We're podcasting. We're going to talk about food.
Southern.
By the way, talking about food, so I hope that the views are going crazy and everyone's watching the Thanksgiving video that we put out that's all over YouTube and Facebook and all the other social media places, like even LinkedIn. But it's Thanksgiving. What are you eating on Thanksgiving today?
Today, I'm going to be having not only just turkey, which I'm going to be smoking the same way that I smoked for you guys with the YouTube video,
which was insane.
What's your address again?
Undisclosed. Also undisclosed.
Undisclosed.
but we also are going to have some brisket. I'm going to have a little bit of. I always like to do a little bit of like side appetizer stuff. You know, whether it's a little bit of empanadas or pulled beef or things that I like to do for myself or for my clients all over New York City. But, you know, it's really more about family and just taking a little bit of time off because, as you know, in this industry, you rarely get time off. And the times that you're supposed to have off, you're cooking for other people. So
So while we are saying that, I just want to give a big shout out. It is Thanksgiving, and I'm really, really thankful for so much. And I know that everyone's here is thankful for so much in life, but I'm thankful for all of you out there who made us who we are today, from our radio show to our podcast to the magazine that we are affiliated with now, to our Facebook group, to Instagram, to Facebook, to everything, to everywhere where we go, all of our clients out there. You made us into who we are, all of our fans, our families. A big, big thank you to Rebecca Boxer, Rifki Axelrod, who allows us, part of Team Kosher Guru, to get out there. Myself, Spielberg are out on the road so many days of the month between our regular, what we call the 9-to-5 job, and what we do part of Kosher Guru. It does take away a lot from our family, and that you guys are so supportive of us and everything that we do. So a big, big shout out to our families, the Axelrods and Boxer families, entire Team Kosher Guru,
thank
Mossberg,
you.
Weider, Divi to Amex, always thanking you for being the CFO and all the points that you accumulate to go on all the vacations from what you do for us. So just a big, big thank you and everything else. Yossi, what are you thankful for?
Kingsford.
Kingsford.
Kingsford Blue and White.
Kingsford Blue and White. John, what are you thankful for?
Thank you for my wife. And I'm thankful for my wife and kids. It's the little bit of time every day that I get to spend with them because my wife lets me graciously do this amazingly fun career. I'm immensely grateful for it. And also, thank you so much to you guys for... You know, being out there for the kosher food industry, an invaluable resource and a lot of entertainment. And I look forward to a lot more time with you guys and what you guys bring to the table.
I will say that spending time with you, this isn't our first time that we've filmed together. It's rewarding. Look at that smile. You hear that laugh? You see that smile? It's rewarding. It is.
I love when people
our
have
stomach's
a
rewarding.
What do you think I meant?
that's what makes me happy. When I see people enjoying my food, when I see people having a good time around everything that we bring out to people, it really makes me happy.
By the way, if everyone is out there wondering what Yossi meant by that he's thankful for Kingsford and Blue and White, that's actually his nickname for his wife and kids, so he's thankful for them. I guess it's like an inside joke. I really didn't get it, but now that I'm thinking more and more, haha, it's funny, Yossi.
And derailleurs that don't break. Bike derailleurs that don't break. Yes, very thankful for those, too.
Yes, yes.
Not that I would have any.
No. So, excuse me, we're sitting here at Judd's World Headquarters, Judd's Kitchen. There's so much going on. He's got the cart that actually transports and produces the $100 burger. Judd, what exactly is a $100 burger so everyone knows what I'm talking about?
$100 burger is a concoction that I have made with hand-ground beef that is 80-20, like a lot of people like to use, the 80-20 lean to fat, and our fat is lamb fat. And it has a secret blend of spices that gives you a kick, a spicy kick, and some sweetness to it. And people really, really love it around here.
Yes, they do. That was his concoction. That not only love it around here, love it in so many places that he takes on the road and sells it everywhere.
Do you remember the line at KFWE?
Oh,
the line.
We couldn't even get in there. We couldn't even get in there.
The line for Judd's burger was insane.
We eventually were only giving out these. They were about the size of like silver dollars. They were supposed to be deconstructed $100 burgers, and it got to a point where people were bombarding the line so much. I was just like, okay, here's a quarter size burger. Here's a quarter size burger, and they didn't care. They were gonna wait in the 2 hour line for a quarter size burger.
$100 burger. That just shows you got to raise the price next year. The $200 burger. So Judd is actually planning, which no one really knows right now. We're not going to really talk about it so much because we're trying to help him get started. But there might be something big in the works where you could actually get Judd's a lot more than just on a cart in the city. But we are looking forward to dropping more of the information and letting everybody know as the time goes on. We have all of the details and we're super, super excited about that. We just really don't want to talk about it much right now because there's a lot of work to be done. And we need that work to get done properly.
And I want more chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, I want more chicken sandwiches also.
Cut off.
By the way, I will eat one in the car on the way home. It was so good.
Keep it all to yourself.
Judd, everybody's wondering, what the heck are these guys talking about chicken sandwiches? What did you just serve us that was so insane?
Okay, so we have three major...
Take it slow. I want to savor it.
So we have three items that we are very, very known for here at Judd's. The $100 burger. My smoked brisket and our fried chicken.
Is there more coming out?
There's a lot more coming out, and we have many items on the many items that we constantly either try to give our spin to or that we give out at our events. But these three core items are just really what really. Like screams Judd's, and our fried chicken, which is.
Well, do you want me to scream Judd's?
Because
I will.
Come on.
I will. I might wake up the people upstairs, but I will.
You didn't scream it out near the chicken sandwich?
Yeah. Scream, get in the kitchen. Okay, it's good.
So the fried chicken sandwich comes in two different ways. Our Memphis hot, which is a take on Nashville hot, which is a very, very, very spicy, well above average spice, and not for everybody version of my fried chicken. And then the one that you guys had tonight was a sriracha and honey version of my fried chicken that on a pretzel bun. It was quadruple dredged.
By the way, even the bun was so fresh. Besides the chicken in the fryer, insanely fresh.
Yes, a great pretzel bun. And the... that's our fried chicken. I pan fried that for you guys. And what did you think?
Wow. Insane. Wow. I could have another one. Probably one of the best fried chicken sandwiches I have ever had. It was insane.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And it was so fresh.
Up there now.
I
appreciate that.
Fresh. The bun was fresh. Everything from all the ingredients.
I spy another one with my eye.
And
the kitchen crew is going.
The kitchen crew. Yeah, would you like two more, please? No, really. We need two more. We need two more for the ride home. All joking aside, we just wanted to really come out and give a short Thanksgiving podcast. Really, everybody who's listening right now, if you're in your car on your way to your in-laws, your outlaws, your brother, your sister, if you're just, what was that?
Thankful for the armed services and the men and women who are keeping us safe.
Yes, we always... Freedom.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, always want to thank everybody in the armed services, everyone who keeps America and Americans safe and sound all around the world. Thank you for your service. Some gave all, some gave more. We understand that, we know that. Thank you. And we can never thank you enough to all of the branches of the armed services. But everybody is listening to us, whether in their car, On the way, as I said, if you're learning yeshiva and you're taking a little break from learning a blot of Gemara, whatever it is you're doing, we thank you for tuning in, for listening to us, whether you're downloading this on Apple iTunes, Google Play, from our website, whatever it is. Thank you.
You speak Hebrew? A little bit?
A little.
You speak Hebrew?
Ktsat.
Good. You know how to say turkey in Hebrew?
No, how do you say turkey in Hebrew?
Hodu.
Hodu, yes. Hodu Lashem Ki Tov.
Hodu, Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Snap effect.
Snapple fact, by the way.
Snapple fact. Under the thing.
Hodu, which is turkey.
Yes.
Because what's Hodu? Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, right? There was never a turkey. We never had turkeys in Judaism, America. Hodu, Thanksgiving.
Nice little
turkey.
Fact.
There you go.
Hodu Mian Kush, Purim.
There you go.
No, didn't work.
They didn't have turkeys there?
No, they didn't.
I don't think they had Kush, but they didn't have turkey.
We have that here as well. But not here. I mean, like, you know, here, like in America. Anyway, before I get myself into any more trouble, I just really want to thank everybody for tuning in. We had Joe. We just want to get on the air and say thank you so much for everything that's going on in the foodie world. We hope that you liked and enjoyed our two podcasts from Kosher Fest, that you liked and enjoyed our two podcasts that we recently just uploaded from the Pepper Mill. We have a lot more podcasts coming up. We'll be at a lot more restaurants, locations, events, venues, and places live podcasting. Our amazingly well-received hit show, OMG, The Nosh, with your host, Kosher Guru. So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. We really, really appreciated this. From all of us at Team Kosher Guru and Judd's Memphis, to all thank of you out there, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Peace out. Enjoy. Me.